think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Well, certainly the president's made a decision here, and that is to try one last diplomatic effort to see if we can make a deal with the Iranians. And believe me, I mean, President Trump, we got to remind ourselves, he is the one president that has taken Iran on in a consequential way in 47 years. Seven other presidents had to deal with this regime, and he made up his mind that they were going to solve this problem. And why is that? So our audience understands once again, is because even after the 12-day war, Stuart, we recognized by intelligence, Mossad and the CIA, that Iran was recommitted to all of its goals again, despite its nuclear program being set back, and despite the destruction of its military capability. They fully intended to rebuild their ballistic missile program, to recover their nuclear program, and they were funding support to the proxies right after the war and continuing it during a different network than what they were using. When they came to that conclusion, they are not going to change.
They are not going to change. Retired four-star General Jack King, Iran is not changing its stripes. They're still a snake. They are not shedding any of their skin. They'll act like they're going to back off, but they're not. You know, at least with the rattlesnake, you hear the rattlers shaking, giving you clear warning. It will still threaten you. But something like a cobra, be very smooth and silent until it gets to you. Python, all of those could describe Iran. And they keep saying we're working on the deal. Supposedly the new leader of the Iranian regime is still so badly hurt and disfigured, he cannot be seen on any video. He cannot even speak, at least anywhere where they want to record him. And they're using couriers to try to communicate the U.S. peace proposals to Iran to get to him. And it takes time. You can't just pick up the phone and start having a conversation with a guy. You can't even get someone that really has the authority to make a decision to meet with the U.S. delegation. Trump is tired of playing this game. I am too, and so is General Jack King. And yet we have in our midst those walking among us who say Iran's not a big threat, just not a big threat. I'm going to let you hear from a standing U.S. senator making that remark coming up shortly. And make note of this. Over Memorial Day, when you're supposed to be taking a moment, at least a moment, to recognize the sacrifices made for this country, the leftist protesters were out going against detention centers where detainees were being held because they've been rounded up by ICE. They're protesting anything and everything they can, and they are doing that on the very day you should be honoring the men, women who died to give you that right of free speech. They not only don't know history, they don't care about history. They only care about their progressive Marxist communist agenda. Mondami is talking about we're going to get rid of the bad landlords in New York City. Well, I would agree with that if there's some bad landlords. But how are you going to? He's actually talking about we might take over some of their buildings, their apartment company. He's going to seize private property owned by businessmen. They might be bad businessmen. They might be absolutely putting their tenants in horrible situations. But you're going to start seizing private owned property? These guys have an agenda, and they will not stop until we stop them. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA. We're here every Monday through Friday for you. from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. You go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. And reminding you, if you miss any part of our programs, you can always get the podcast. After we finish the program, each goes up as a podcast. Video and audio available at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and Larry Connors USA Facebook. We're always going to be there for you. And with Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will leave each hour with more information and knowledge than you have right now. That's a guarantee. In our next hour, Trump being called the most corrupt president in American history. Consider the source. And I'll tell you who the source is when we get into that in the next hour. We're also going to be joined by the mining CEO of Pebbles Mining Company, talking about what's being done in Alaska and how regs again are trying to thwart efforts to open up our vast mineral resources available. And later in this hour, Fred Flights, 30-plus years in Intel, serving with House Intel committees, also the CIA and other agencies, his latest view on Iran and where it stands right now. And plus, the story behind the story. Oh, this will be fun. Stupid criminals. I don't mean just stupid. I mean dumb as a rock. And I've got one story I was personally involved in. And this would be really funny, except for what the guy did. That'll be our story behind the story later in this hour. All right, I told you there is one U.S. senator who says, you know, we should just go ahead and go along with Iran. We should just trust these bozos would really accept anything they're told and sold by Iran. And this particular bozo, Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, says, well, we're better off to have even a bad deal with Iran. Are you serious?
The bottom line is every day this war goes on, we get weaker, they get stronger. So even though this is not a good deal, mm-hmm. I'll take it because we need to bring our troops home. We shouldn't lose a single additional American. We've spent so much money on this war. We got to get gas prices down. So that's my position. A bad deal is...
Yeah. Throw in the gas prices and you get a lot of applause. They are beginning to ease and they will continue once we get the Strait of Hormuz open. That's not directly affecting us, the Strait of Hormuz. It's affecting the global economy, which in turn does reflect upon us. And not just the price of gasoline, jet fuel, diesel fuel. It's all connected. And yes, that means the price of various goods and products you want, especially food, are still up right now. But damn it, how many times do we have to drive it home? The main issue is Iran wants nuclear weapons. That's the first thing of every peace proposal we put in front of them. You will agree, no more efforts to build nuclear weapons. And then two, you will not control the Strait of Hormuz. That's international waters. Always has been. And yet, we see the Iranian leaders apparently reaching out to embrace unity with some of the nations that they have gone against in the past. And they're reaching out and saying, we want Saudi Arabia to work with us. You've been bombing Saudi Arabia, Iran. Oh, you forgot about that? United Arab Emirates. Yep, same thing. And General Jack King, 4-star retired general, says, what we know that Iran has been doing is staggering.
The math was alarming. They were building ballistic missiles at a rate assisted by China that if they were able to use them against Israel and our allies, it would overwhelm our ability to defend effectively against that. That was the sense of urgency that was driving it. And people forget why we're actually in this. And it truly is stability in the region, U.S. vital national interests here for sure, protection of Israel and our allies in doing so. what we were on the cusp of doing, returning to military operations. The president understands what that is, what that would achieve, and he's giving the Iranians another chance here to see if we can get to the same place without having to use that military force. So where are we in that? They're trying to stitch together, Stuart, a memorandum of understanding, a document that would be a framework document. It wouldn't be a deal, but it begins to tell you how much agreement there is just to get that document put together.
And that was General King on Fox's Larry Kudlow. Then you've got New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, who's also saying there's so many rumblings underway right now that we need to get out of the Iran war, and we're going to see more of it ramp up.
Many of us have private conversations with folks who will express their disdain, their outrage in private, but do nothing in public. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm hoping is going to happen is what we saw with Senator Cassidy right before we left. I've been leading with a group of Democrats to push every week for basically for saying no to this Iran war on the floor mm-hmm. of the Senate, forcing them to go on the record. And we've been gaining more and more people. And finally, we actually won one of those votes, which is going to force an up or down vote on the war on the Senate floor when we return. And so I'm really hoping that the next liberated person to speak their mind, to tell the truth of what they think about Donald Trump and his hurting of the American people, especially with this war, is going to be John Cornyn.
Oh, John Cornyn, right, who just got defeated soundly by the Trump-endorsed Paxton. And Cornyn will not be returning to the Senate. But he thinks while Cornyn is in there until he is replaced, he will speak out with us. He will join the left side. I wouldn't doubt it if he does. But he'll be showing the true colors he has been kind of trying to hide for decades. Secretary of State Rubio says Iran is on the edge of either peace or more war.
Iran likes to sponsor proxy groups of terrorists. And these terrorists don't care what they blow up. They blow up anything and everyone. Okay, this is who we're dealing with. Okay, this is an Iran that not long ago, through their Hezbollah proxies, blew up a Jewish center in Argentina and killed a bunch of people. This is an Iran that innovated the use of roadside bombs that killed and maimed a bunch of people, including American servicemen, but a bunch of other people. This is an Iran that has organized the assassinations and the attempted assassinations of people all over the world, including, you know, civilians and dissidents and people they don't agree with. There is no nation on earth that sponsors more terrorism than Iran.
And yet there's a memo from the Iranian media, for what it's worth, saying the U.S. will end the blockade and Iran will reopen the strait. Yeah, so they say. You know, Secretary Rubio and others have said that Cuba, just 90 miles from our border of Florida, has hundreds of drones that could hit deep inside our nation. Well, the Cuban foreign minister claims Rubio, Trump, and all the others are lying.
We will have to ask the Secretary of State if he has any evidence. I have heard him lying on and on regarding this issue. Cuba is, of course, a sovereign state with a right to defend itself, but the U.S. is an extraordinary military power. I can affirm you categorically that Cuba is not, nor does it want to be, a threat to the U.S. It is not, nor does it want to be, an enemy.
Mr. Minister, you say the Secretary of State is lying, sir, but do you deny specifically that the Cuban regime has a stockpile of Russian and Chinese-made military drones or plans to potentially launch proactive attacks on the U.S.?
It is a sheer slander. I repeat, the Secretary of State is deliberately lying when affirming that Cuba is a threat to the U.S. or that Cuba has military plans against the U.S. I regret the Secretary of State to instigate on and on military action and a change of regime action against our country. He is deliberately lying in order to deceive the U.S. people, in order to justify a policy that has no moral or legal grounds.
Well, I guess Cuba is just a peace-loving nation, right? Do you know how they treat their citizens in Cuba? How many have been rounded up and executed by the Castro regime? And how many will continue to face that if they speak out? Well, some are beginning to do that. I want you to listen to a reporter based out of Florida who was in Cuba. I think he's a Cuban national to begin with himself, reporting on exactly how the people in the street are now beginning to talk and speak and make them points that they think need to be spread around.
So it's interesting what they're saying, because after living and working in Cuba, it's surprising to see this level of honesty on the streets. One man tells us he was some sort of intervention from the U.S., others hoping whatever happens that no one gets hurt. In Havana, life continues amid rising tensions with one of the world's superpowers, just 90 miles north. Giovanni Almaguer sells baked goods on the streets.
Sí, tiene que haber un cambio de régimen, por lógica.
Logic tells you, he says, there has to be regime change in Cuba. He also tells us if Trump is going to take action, do it now, because things aren't getting better. 67 years in power, and it's the same, talking about the Cuban government. Adding power is addictive, and it's hard to give it up.
You'd never take military option off the table.
Here in Miami, Senator Rick Scott, a Republican, weighs in on Cuba. He was asked if there should be U.S. military intervention on the communist island.
Look, this president doesn't want to use the military. He wants peace.
By all accounts, the military option is on the table. The U.S. is using a multi-strategy effort to pressure the Cuban government to make drastic changes to its system. Most recently, new U.S. sanctions against certain high-ranking government officials.
And, of course, the pressure to stop any more oil going into Cuba. More than 9 million Cubans have frequent power outages lasting up to 18 hours a day. Secretary Rubio said, we'll send $100 million in humanitarian aid, but we're going to make sure it goes through Catholic charities, groups that we know are giving it to the people, not to the regime. Coming up, Fred Flights, an expert on Iran and his latest view on where we stand in dealing with a nation that speaks with a forked tongue. And then our story behind the story today. Stupid criminals. Oh, there are a lot of them. There are a lot of them. But I've got one personal story I want to share with you. You don't want to miss it. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying gazoon's height, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesund Heit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. My guest is an expert in foreign affairs, especially Iran. Decades with the CIA, House Intel Committees, and other. Now he's vice chair of the America First Policy Institute, Fred Flights. Fred, welcome aboard, sir.
Hey, Larry. Good to be here.
Well, we have seen a flurry of activity over the weekend, and Memorial Day weekend in particular, regarding what the president is or is not going to do. They're going to meet with his cabinet at Camp David, then all of a sudden decided to cancel that and go back to D.C., get involved with some of the latest with Iran. What do you make from watching all of this happen with your background knowledge?
Well, I've been watching the cabinet meeting. It's actually ongoing right now, and I think the president is trying to put forward the message that the media won't say, that Iran is defeated, conclusively defeated. Their economy is in great shape, that we have promoted American leadership around the world. I don't know about you, but my 401k has soared despite this war. I don't think CNN is even talking about that. And, I'm not that great a stock picker, Larry, so I think there's something else going on here. Well, Trump says that his policies make husbands look brilliant to their wives when it comes to their 401k plans, like they're brilliant investors. But look, Trump is also trying to deal with an Iranian government that is just completely untrustworthy. They say they want a deal, and then we had an outbreak of hostilities again over the weekend because Iranian boats were mining the Strait of Hormuz, and we retaliated. And then the Iranians said that they're going to retaliate us against us around the world because we retaliated to their action.
And that's a key point. This is in an international waterway, which suddenly Iran wants to claim it is ours and ours to control, and it belongs to us. And so we can impose tolls and we can block anything going through. The international waterway has never been disputed. It is still really not being disputed. It's just Iran shouting from the rooftop.
That's right. And they're involved in negotiations with us, and then they're doing this act of war by placing mines in the area. And we also have these instances where it looks like the government has agreed to something, and then we find out that they're not agreeing to it, or there's all kinds of conditions. I heard they want a $12 billion sanctions relief payment before they'll sign anything. but they're not in a position to bargain. Their military has been destroyed. Their economy's in such bad shape, but their propaganda operation is going strong.
And Secretary of State Rubio says one of our issues is we cannot deal directly with the regime leader. We have to use a courier to get to him because he doesn't want to be targeted for assassination by the U.S. or anyone else. And apparently he's still disfigured, not capable of speaking, walking. I don't know what his condition is, but we still never know if we're talking to anyone who has any authority to sign off on anything.
I'm concerned. We hear that the Supreme Leader, who has not been seen since he was named to succeed his father, is in control, and his people have authority to make deals on his behalf. But, you know, I want to see proof of life that this Supreme Leader is actually there.
And in control. I mean, this would be like showing us a Biden saying that he was in control. Sorry, I went off on that track for a moment.
You're right. Who's really calling the shots?
Yeah, perfect. I'm glad you agree. This is a Muslim holiday, of course. And what we have right now is several senior Iranian officials encouraging other Muslim countries to embrace unity against us. And that means some of the countries they've been bombing, such as Saudi Arabia and Iran, Oman, and everywhere else that they want to knock any U.S. forces out. And now they're turning around and saying, join us in fighting against the Americans.
Well, that's not going to happen. What I think may happen is what Trump is pushing. He wants a new alliance of Arab states with Israel under the Abraham Accords against Iran. And I think there's a good chance that's going to happen because these countries realize that Iran really is a determined enemy that had pre-positioned thousands of missiles to attack them. Iran was always ready to go to war with its neighbors. And I think these states have to act accordingly.
To that extent, I mean, the bombing campaign we carried out previously, along with Israel, we know we did not get everything. We know that they do still have enriched uranium. What grade is questionable? Can they actually access it? Can they continue? And we also know they have these missile batteries hidden all over. There is no way we can actually put an end to all of it, is there?
Look, I think the president achieved his objectives in making sure that Iran cannot get a nuclear weapon. I think their nuclear program has been delayed at least 10 years. This buried enriched uranium, which is near weapons grade, we've talked about this before. It's in a gaseous form. It needs substantial processing to make it into nuclear bomb fuel. All those facilities have been destroyed. The experts needed to make nuclear weapons, they're dead too. Now, I don't want them to have this enriched uranium, but I'm not worried they're going to make a bomb out of it anytime soon.
Now, there was a memo issued by the Iranian media today saying the U.S. will end the blockade and Iran will reopen the strait. That is their claim as Trump is holding this latest cabinet meeting.
Yeah, I read that memo, and it is full of distortions and alleged offers by the U.S. that the U.S. didn't make. This is what Iran does. It lies. It puts out outrageous stories that the media reports as if they're gospel truth. And then the Trump administration has to say, what is this? We didn't agree on any of these things.
And I see again, since you're talking about the other media, CNN and NN pointing out the Iran war spending is draining our U.S. military budget. Now, I know it's taking money, but it's a bigger issue than the price of gasoline at the pump.
Yeah, I mean, Trump had this great line in social media yesterday. He said, if the Iranian military agreed to a conclusive surrender, the mainstream media would call this an incredible win for Iran.
Yeah. They're going to twist.
He says it's hopeless. It's hopeless.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you can't. And those folks that are locked into that, and I tell folks on my program, you make up your own mind. I'll tell you what my view is, but I'm not telling you have to think like me. But what they do is they just continue to push this issue all the time. You had one drawing a blank on her name, who was the Biden press secretary in the beginning, Jen Psaki. had Senator Cory Booker on, and he's saying, you know, we are having a conversation to put an end to this war. And I think now we're going to see more senators coming together, and those who have now are no longer believing in anything Trump is doing. Specifically, he was referring to Senator Cornyn, who does remain in office until the change of the year.
That's true. And look, there are Republican senators who either they disagree with the war, but really they're worried about the War Powers Act. That's what members of Congress do. They like to protect their prerogatives. They all think they're Secretary of State, or they all think they should be president. And the fact is, the War Powers Act may be on the books, and it may technically require presidents to check in and get congressional authority before taking military action. But no president since it was passed, since 1973, has bothered to comply with it.
Yeah, and that was passed during the Vietnam issue. Now, dealing with that, it's a 60-day time limit that the president has to do that. But if you cease shooting, which we did days before the 60-day deadline, does that reset the clock? I've not heard a clarification on that.
That is what the administration is claiming. They're actually claiming that hostilities have ended. So if they resume again, it's a different conflict. Now, there are attorneys who, of course, disagree with that. But the thing is, this law has never been challenged in court, and frankly, neither presidents or members of Congress want to challenge it because they don't know what the Supreme Court would do.
Now, I understand there's a breakaway nation, Somaliland, that is going to be very vital possibly to help us, and they are turning against Iran.
Yeah, I don't know enough about that, Larry. I have heard that they are siding with Israel and they're siding with the United States, but I think you got me on that one. I got to research that more.
Well, I didn't mean to throw it out like that. It's coming up as news to me, too, to help the audience understand, according to this report from Fox News, and again, I always give you the source, they're saying that Iran is deeply threatened by this small breakaway state, Somaliland, because of the potential for U.S., Israeli, and Western powers to use its deep water port and airbase. Aside from whatever is or isn't happening, use of that port and airbase would be substantial.
I think it probably would be. We do have other bases in Djibouti and in the UAE and Qatar, but I mean, the advantage may be that it's further away from Iran and harder for Iran to strike.
And not just Iran, but their terrorists, the Houthis in particular, right?
Well, the Houthis could fire missiles at it, I suppose, but I the Houthis are sort of staying out of this conflict with this giant American armada in the Indian Ocean. I don't think they want to mess with us.
All right. Fred Flights, as always, I want to thank you for your time, sir.
My pleasure. Good to be here.
You bet. Fred Flights, Vice Chair of the America First Policy Institute. Yeah, there are a lot of stories circulating out there, and many of them are trying to push Americans into believing Trump is wrong on everything. You know that. That's going to be their echo over and over again. And the legacy media more than glad to repeat it. The story behind the story, still to come.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Traveling in a fighter combi, on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
Over the decades, I have covered and reported on countless dumb criminals. And you have either heard or watched those stories as well, read about them or others. If you're going to be a criminal, I think you need to start with being a smart criminal. Now, if you're looking at Ocean's 11 group, that's a pretty smart group, right? But some of them are just dumb. I don't know how many times I've covered stories of bank robbers who go in and fill out a withdrawal from their account. And they put down their name and their address and take it up to the teller. But on the back side of it, they flipped it over and now written, I'm robbing the bank. Give me all the money you got in the cash drawer. The teller complies. The robber runs out with the money. They look at the note again, and on the other side, they find he put every piece of information they needed to go find the guy. They've done that numerous times. Or in some cases, they were acting like they were going to do a withdrawal or a deposit at a countertop, filling out the same exact information, and then thinking when the timing is perfect, they'll go up and present just a note demanding money. All they had to do is look at the videotape and see what he was doing before that time. I will point this out. Ladies, let's point this out and make it a very clear point. Every one of these cases I've covered like this were men. They were men. Not smart enough to figure out, don't write down your name and your address when you're trying to rob a bank. And then there are those who get caught and stuck in something when they're trying to escape or trying to break in. Again, I've covered dozens of stories of, again, men that are going to get inside a home by going down through the chimney, like Santa Claus. And then they get stuck, and they're going to be crying out for help for somebody to come get them. The fire department finally arrives, pulls them out. Police immediately put them in cuffs. And there have been more than one occasion where the criminal went down into the chimney, got stuck. No one was home. That's why they were going to break in anyway. No one heard the cries. And days or weeks later, there's an odor in the home. They can't determine what it is, other than it appears to be coming from the fireplace. And that's where they find the body of the guy who could not either get in or get back out. And then you get guys right out of prison. You think that they would realize, man, I don't want to go back there again. But some of them would do some of the most stupid things to make sure that they would get back in. Didn't intend to, but they did. One comes, they say, right out of an action movie, basically. A 23-year-old fresh out of prison, trying to get home and thumbing a ride while a truck driver stopped to pick him up. He was carrying 10 brand new Chevrolet Corvettes worth more than $1.2 million. When they made a stop near Tucson, the driver got out and the guy locked the doors behind him and then started driving away. How fast do you think you can go with a trailer load of Corvettes? Not very fast. Police quickly caught up to him, but then he's a hazard on the highway to anyone and everyone. Finally, they got him to pull over, and he was arrested. No damage to the Corvettes. And the driver finished his journey. And there's a story of another guy in Vancouver trying to escape police. He thought, you know, there's an overhead cable above a restaurant. I can use that cable and try to crawl across the cable. Well, he couldn't hold on very well. He was slipping. Tried to put his feet on another cable and then fell right into a fire truck. And, of course, got taken into custody. Every one of these is a case of a dumb man. A dumb man. So, women, if you are blonde and you're tired of the blonde jokes, say, well, I never did what that guy did. And I'm not saying blondes are dumb. I'm just saying here's your response for some of them. And again, in Florida. They happen a lot in Florida and Texas and elsewhere as well. A Florida man wanted for multiple felonies. They were searching the neighborhood, could not find him. They were looking everywhere, and someone said, hey, we haven't checked that laundromat. So they went in, looked around, no, couldn't see him. And then somebody realized, what's inside that tumble dryer? There was the guy they were looking for. Tightly squeezed in. Certainly not neatly folded. He had served 7 years for various crimes. And when he was arrested, one of the cops said, well, I think he's free of static cling, I think, or something of that nature. You get a pet shop that got broken into in Ohio. And a guy decided to smash the kennels, set loose the dogs, the birds, ferrets, rabbits, and gerbils. Police arrived, finding the animals roaming inside, started looking for the guy. And about an hour later, they found their suspect. You can't make this up. He had several gerbils stashed in his pants. And then you get a guy that gets stopped in Portland. Routine traffic stop. But he's driving a stolen car. And they take a look. He's got cash, he's got a revolver, and he's got a bag boldly labeled, definitely not a bag full of drugs, which, of course, it was. Oh, there's so many out there, I could never go through the entire list of either stories I have covered or reported on, maybe not directly involved. And there was one guy that got arrested for DUI because he ran into a police car. And he again claimed, I was not drunk, but he had his finger stuck in a White Claw can. And when he pushed the flip-top in. It got stuck, and he couldn't get it free, so he was driving erratically, trying to get the can off his finger. That's how they stopped him. And yeah, hard seltzer can still constitute DUI. But then there was a story I was involved in Texas. This is a story that I personally covered, and it would really be funny. And I have to admit, I did laugh about it when I first broke the story, and then later when the guy went to trial and in court. But the problem is, the laughter had to go away because of the crime he actually committed. So yes, there is more to the story behind this story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them, and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
So in Amarillo, Texas, police are called to the home where there's been a double murder and a man severely wounded in the face. And the best he could, he told officers that a guy broke in and killed the two women and then shot him with a shotgun, killed the women with a rifle. This was a guy who had made friends with these elderly women. And he was around to help mow the lawn, do some chores for them, and they appreciated him. He realized, you know, they got some money. And he talked them into signing some papers which basically made him beneficiary of everything they had, including what they had in the banks. But of course, payable only on death. When police arrived, they found the two women dead in the living room. They had been shot repeatedly in the chest. And the guy who had called 911, he was bleeding profusely from the face, and it was hard to determine exactly what had happened to him, although he said, "The man came after me also, but I fought him off and got him out of here." On closer inspection, because you know police are not going to take someone's word, they're going to look into the case. But there was no rifle to be found in the house, so that kind of added to the guy's story and the fact that he was mangled in the face severely. They couldn't find a shotgun. They went back a day or later, day or two later, and started re-canvassing the area, and they looked, wedged between the couch and a wall was the rifle. Ballistics proved it was the rifle that fired the fatal shots at the women. But it was neatly wedged in. It was not easily discovered. So the question then was, when this guy made this story up, and now he's been mangled in the face, what happened? Where's the shotgun? Shotgun broken apart, found a few days later in a neighbor's trash can. Here's what the guy did. He shot the two women after getting them to sign over everything they had to him in case of their death. And then he killed them. And then to make it clear that he was also a victim, this idiot, in addition to being a killer, took a 20-gauge shotgun and was going to hold it close to his face and pull the trigger. And there was a blast in the ceiling, and blood and parts of his face, because as he pulled the trigger, he either flinched or jerked in some fashion, He blew off basically all of his nose and part of an forehead. Still capable of calling police and capable of getting the shotgun, tearing it apart before he called police, going down the street and dropping it into another trash can. And once they started looking at that, they found blood trails that they hadn't expected to find. So then the guy shows up in court. He's got his court date. The trial is underway. And again, it would be funny for what he did to himself, except that he killed two women in the process. But this idiot thought, I need to wound myself to make it appear that I was also targeted by two intruders. So he takes a shotgun, holds it away from his body, but close enough that maybe it will strike him a little bit, and pulls the trigger. With a rifle, you're a gun enthusiast or you have any knowledge of guns, you know there's one shell, one bullet is fired. With a shotgun, you've got numerous pellets fired at once. And when he jerked just enough that several of the pellets ripped off his nose and part of his forehead. So he shows up in court after he's been medically treated months later. But the guy was so disfigured. And that's the way he went to jail. So I don't know how he told the story once he was in prison. I don't think he probably would admit that after I killed the two women, I then shot myself, tearing off my face, basically. This is the stupidity of some of the criminals that are out there. And yet there are others that are very smart. In fact, they're so smart, if they would apply everything they do to being a criminal to an honest job, they might be and would be probably very successful. But they choose to take what is yours, and unfortunately at the cost of a life in some cases. We'll have another story behind the story tomorrow. I've got two or three on my page here. I'm not sure which we're going to go with, but you'll be interested. The story behind the story tomorrow. Coming up in our next hour, my guest is a mining company executive, and he says Trump's DOJ is supporting Obama-Biden EPA regs, which are hurting. That story, and remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for a Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuire Moving, LarryConnorsUSA.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And, of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Under Law. .com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.